This is Nachyomi, Sefer Melachim Aleph, Chapter 4. This chapter describes the structure of Shlomo's government and the officers that are responsible for its various departments. We're also told of the division of the entire land of Israel into 12 districts, from which taxes would be collected to support Shlomo's kingdom. Each region was responsible for 1 month of the king's expenses per year. They would go through shifts, with each region carrying a particular month. And this was all overseen by representatives. Each region had its own, or each district had its own representative. And on top of that, you had representatives who managed the entire enterprise. Although some of the details recorded here will be referenced later, the main purpose of the chapter seems to be to emphasize that Shlomo's regime had finally reached the pinnacle of evolution, organization, and stability that earlier generations could only dream of. Neither Shaul nor David succeeded in creating a functioning bureaucracy that was as comprehensive and yet as effective as the one that Shlomo managed to introduce. As we will see, all of this is important because it means that the people of Israel now has a fully operational government that is prepared to pursue its next and most significant objective, which is the construction of the Holy Temple. This temple will symbolize the relationship between Hashem and the Jews. It's an edifice that will serve as the center of Torah study and divine service in Israel, and will also be a constant reminder of the responsibility of the Jewish people to represent Hashem both in their domestic policy as well as through their role on the international scene. The chapter concludes with mention of the remarkable economic and social prosperity that was enjoyed by the Jewish people during the reign of King Shlomo. In the beginning of the book of Shmuel, we read about the infertility of Chana and how it's to be understood as a symptom of the underlying spiritual ills suffered by the nation in her time. This reminds us of the curses of the Torah that predict that the Jews will have infertility and problems having children when they violate, or if they violate, the covenant that they have with Hashem. Here, we have just the opposite. Reading about the prosperity of the Jews is reminiscent of the prediction of material blessing that the Torah promises the Jews will receive when they adhere to the teachings and commandments of the Torah. The message that the text conveys is that the nation is living in accordance with Hashem's will and is therefore receiving these blessings, and that means that it's prepared to transition to the next stage of its mission in building a permanent abode for the divine presence in Israel. The main point being here that our chapter is less significant in its own right and more significant as a precursor and a foreshadowing of what's to come. The Jewish people are now ready for the next step in their journey.